Hi, I'm Kendra Havens, a program manager on the .NET team. In this video, I'm going to show you what's new in .NET Core 1.1. In case you haven't been following the .NET blog,
shame,
I'm going to catch you up on our .NET Core 1.1 release. Then I'll do a quick CLI demo on Linux and give a quick tour of our new doc website and show off some of its cool features. So, what's new with .NET Core? We just released .NET Core 1.1 and now runs on more operating system distributions, including Linux Mint 18, OpenSUSE 42.1, macOS 10.12, and Windows Server 2016. For those of you who already have .NET Core 1.0 installed, you can install 1.1 alongside it. Your applications that already use .NET Core 1.0 will continue to use it, but now when you type .NET new, the new project will take a dependency on .NET Core 1.1. So there aren't any automated tools that will upgrade your existing projects between .NET Core versions, but all you need to do is edit like two lines in your project.json file. In fact, it's so easy, I'll show you later in my .NET Core CLI tools demo. So, Visual Studio Code. Since .NET developers are using all kinds of environments, we thought it'd be fun to do demos using both VS Code and CLI tools on Mac and Linux operating systems. And the very last news I want to share about is our docs website. Don't judge. Some people get excited about documentation. One of those might be me. It's called docs.microsoft.com. The newest .NET documentation will be in the .NET section there. I'm going to go over some things I love about the site, including the dark and light themes, the side notes for commenting on paragraphs directly, comments that tree out, and the articles being open source with links to their GitHub repos. So let's go to the demo. For the newest updates on .NET Core 1.1, you can check out blogs.msdn.microsoft.com/.NET. All of our newest content will be posted up there. Now I'm going to switch over to my Ubuntu install I have running on my Mac. And I want to take you through retargeting an app that I have running on .NET Core 1.0 and changing it to target 1.1. So this is the app that I created before I installed 1.1. You can see that my project.json file still is 1.0.0. And when I run this, you can see up at the top, it's still on 1.0, even though I have installed the 1.1 version on this machine. So all you need to do is edit your project.json file in two places, change this to 1, and then the version node down there to also be 1. Make sure you save it. Make sure you restore this because you just edited your project.json file. All right, and now we can run it. And look up at the top, v1.1. Easy as pie. Now we can publish our app. Great, and if you go over to the bin, you can see we now have two different folders depending on what version we're targeting. And if I go into my publish folder, I can run this DLL. And it's easy as that. You have your .NET app targeting 1.1 and published in your Hello World DLL. Now I'm going to switch back over to my Mac because I want to show you our documentation website. You can go and find it at docs.microsoft.com/.net. There's a lot of stuff that I really like about this website. You can see over here, I'm already in the dark theme, but I can also use light if I like. Another thing I really like about it is the commenting on specific paragraphs where you want the comments to actually be relevant. That is super helpful. You can also heart or like these comments, and as you've probably noticed at the top, the comments can also nest. Finally, looks so good. Over here, you might notice the little edit button. This takes you straight to that documentation's GitHub repo. So here you can look at the issues and you can even comment and submit pull requests yourself if you have a expertise in a certain area. I can click this little edit button at the top and copy this file. I can also use code to edit these files with. So I'll paste in what I just copied over from GitHub, and I can use Visual Studio Code for a really sweet editing experience with Markdown. I want to thank the community for all of their involvement on GitHub. The team's really excited about it, and I want to thank you for watching.